Our first lesson from the Word is taken from the Gospel of Luke, a portion of chapter 15. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all there, arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. And here further from the true Christian religion, a portion of number 538. Confession ought to be made before the Lord God the Savior, followed by supplication for help and the power to resist evils. There are two duties incumbent on man to be done after examination, namely supplication and confession. The supplication should be that the Lord may be merciful, that he may give power to resist the evils that have been repented of, and that he will provide inclination and affection for doing good. The confession will be that he sees, recognizes, and acknowledges his evil, and finds himself to be a miserable sinner. There is no need for man to enumerate his sins before the Lord, nor to supplicate forgiveness of them. He need not enumerate them, because he has searched them and seen them in himself, and consequently they are present to the Lord, because they are present to himself. Moreover, the Lord led him to search them out, disclose them, and inspired grief for them. And together with this, an effort to refrain from them and begin a new life. Herein the lessons, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.